Welcome back to Dakota Midday. I'm Kara Hetland in today for Carl Gerke. And we're here to talk about some last-minute tech gift ideas. Only two shopping days are left before Christmas. And joining me is Kent Osborne, host of...
Hello, Kara.
How are you? Thanks for being here.
I'm great.
Your mic is on. And Joe Brovelite is joining us over the phone. Joel, thanks for taking time and coming on the show today.
Absolutely.
We were a bit delayed because Kent was showing me something really cool.
It's on my list for Christmas.
Is it? You think you'll get that?
$47,500.
Well, but, explain what it is.
It's the Emperor 200, of course. it's even got a great name. Luxury, sophistication, and ergonomic comfort without compromise. It's a workstation.
It's a workstation.
Yeah. You can have up to 3 27-inch LED screens in front of you. The electric-powered leather seat goes, you know, up, down, around. Sound mm-hmm. system's impeccable. Yeah, it's the Emperor 200, of course.
Is that what we're all getting here?
I don't think the budget calls for that, Kara. Yeah. Weren't you with me just last week when we were asking for donations?
Yeah, I know.
I think we were, yeah. Not for this, no.
Yeah, we didn't quite make it for that.
Not for that, yeah.
Okay. All right, so what else is hot? Joel, what's the must-have gift this year?
Well, you know, there's a difference between must-have gifts and gifts that you're actually going to be able to get before, Christmas Day. So,
okay.
But one thing I would highly recommend, you know, depending on what your budget is, and if you're talking about a tech-savvy or a tech-wannabe type person, you know, what's really hot right now is both wearables and kind of Internet of Things items, like home automation. And I've been big on this for a while. I think you can't go wrong with either a internet-enabled smoke and carbon monoxide detector for your home or a thermostat. My favorite ones are by Nest, which is actually a Google company. And you can get those in town now in Sioux Falls and probably lots of other communities. You can buy them at Lowe's, Home Depot, Target, and probably other places, Best Buy. The smoke detector, carbon monoxide detector, just a real short version of what it does. It's about $100. It's a little pricey for a smoke detector, but it will detect both smoke and carbon monoxide, and it will talk to you, make an alert, and send a text to your neighbor, make a phone call to you, and then remind you when the battery needs to either be replaced or recharged. So it's a really great thing for about $100. And then the thermostat is great because you can adjust the temperature, set it on a schedule. It will learn your temperature. Those are about $200, $249. So those would be the two picks I would.
And that's Nest, N-E-S-T,
correct.
If you didn't pick up what Joel said there. And that, again, they were bought out by Google. They were just a company that came out and had a great product. Everybody went crazy over it. Google recognized that, picked it up. And, Joel's quite a home automator. Even the lights in his house, are on schedules or available to be turned on and off remotely or while you're standing there with your devices.
Yeah, or when you walk up to my house. If I walk up to my house, my lights turn on. So it's pretty slick. And you know, it's well within reach of normal people. What I really like about the Nest is... You don't have to really be a techie, the Nest thermostat and the smoke detector. You don't have to be a techie to set this thing up. Basically, if you can replace a thermostat or have it replaced by a professional, you can do this. And the best part about the thermostat is it learns over time what you want to do. So you just sit and turn it up and down. It looks like the old-style Honeywell round thermostat, but it will both save you money. And my favorite thing is, the middle of summer, you're coming home from a weekend or visiting your grandmother or whatever, and you get home and your house is super hot and you wish you'd have the air conditioner on. Half hour out of Sioux Falls, I just turn my air conditioner on, and it's nice and comfy when I get home.
Okay, so half the time, though, my wireless and internet connection needs to be rebooted, at least once a week or something. It kind of gets stuck. So what happens to this high-tech thermostat and smoke alarm if it can't connect to the wireless?
Well, first off, they work exactly the way any, like, non-internet enabled one would. So it sticks to the schedule that it last has. Okay. And the smoke detector, if it doesn't detect a wireless signal, it says, hey, you know, I can't detect your network. You know, if there's no connection, you'll get an email or a text saying there's no network. So two things I would recommend there. A, I would probably just go ahead and get a new router because who the heck wants to not have internet in their house anymore? I'd just as soon not have air conditioning than not have internet. But both these devices work as standalone devices. So even if you don't have internet, you can still take advantage of the great features of the Nest in that it will figure out if you want it warmer or colder, and then it will set up a schedule for you so that you can save money and be more comfortable in the schedule that you have. So on Monday morning, you might get up at 6 o'clock every Monday morning, but on Sundays, you know, you don't get up till 9, and it senses that. It has both motion detection and kind of a memory of where you do it. So no worries if you don't have internet. You know, they still work, which is kind of great. But you should get a new router. That's my opinion.
Okay.
Yeah, let's fix the problem with the network first and then go on from
and
there.
And then move on. Okay.
Maybe that's on your Christmas list. You know, my big thing this year, and I just discovered this, and I don't know why, but the portable batteries that people are using nowadays to recharge their mm-hmm. devices, because everybody's running short on power
yes.
on the road. And they make these in all different shapes and sizes. Go to your favorite electronics store or big box store or locally, wherever you want to go, and take a look at these. And they run from just very small fit in your pocket type external batteries to larger ones that need to be in your backpack or in your purse. They're incredibly inexpensive. I've seen them from $8, and the one that's really cool is like $34 range. But that's got like I think it's like 12,000 milliamp or something in it. It's got actually two battery packs in one case. It looks like it's kind of the size of a large hamburger, you know, patty. But what's really great is you charge these things on your USB port. So when you're in the office or you're at home, you plug this thing into your computer. It charges off your USB port. The little light changes color. That means it's charged. You stick it in your backpack or your purse or whatever, and you take it with you. And then when you need it, you plug it in to whatever it is, and it actually charges your phone faster, I've found, on this little battery pack than it would if you plugged it into the wall. And you probably don't have a wall to plug it into. That's why you're using this thing. So it's incredibly easy to use. It's very low-tech, but it's kind of an essential thing for somebody that's very high-tech, and you can go out and get it right now. Right. It's in a lot of places.
Right. The one thing you need to be careful is that you have to make sure that this pack is charged.
Well, that's, yeah.
I can't rely on, oh, I have it here, and all of a sudden it's
Yeah, yeah, don't forget
dead.
To charge it, but but yeah, and, you know, charge all your devices before you take them, too. That right. helps, but really simple, really easy, can be very, very cheap to go get, and you're, you know, they don't have to be a techie to need it. They just need it. You know,
some of those. Sorry to interrupt. Some of those you can actually buy where the batteries are replaceable, or you can buy, you know, standard AA batteries and put them in there and kind of get a quick charge for that. So there's lots of models available. So for the truly forgetful person, there's a solution for that, too. You can just buy new batteries and kill a few more trees and raise the temperature of the earth.
Well, and beyond that, you know, there's a number of devices out now, from coolers to radios to here's another great gift idea for this year. If you know somebody that would like to have maybe one of these pocket chargers but is also a music fan, you can get Bluetooth speakers that are similar to your coffee. You've got a very slender coffee mug there. Uh-huh. It actually looks like a lot like a Bluetooth speaker. You can get those, and they have large enough batteries. They're portable. You charge them and take them with you. They have large enough batteries in them that you can actually charge your device with them as well as use them to power themselves.
Oh, wow.
I was at a party Friday night. Somebody whipped out a Bluetooth speaker, and you know, the jam was on. And it's not something you typically think of, but it's come along in the last few years, and they're getting good, and they have additional features kind of built into them, and they're reasonably priced. Of course, if you want the better quality or, you know, whatever, the name brand, you're going to pay a little bit more, but there are some cheaper ones out there.
And other than, you know, a party in your, I was going to say party what? In your pocket, but but a portable party, I mean, playing music wherever you go, I mean, what other purpose would you have to use that?
For a Bluetooth speaker?
Yeah. Well,
listening to South Dakota Public Radio, of course. You get e-books, or not e well,
well
you
sure.
know, or...
Got it.
Audible.com.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. So you could listen to books. You could listen to anything that you could listen, you know, besides music, whatever.
So for people like me who don't have a high-tech car, you can still use your
yeah, you sure could.
Portable device and let everybody in the car listen to it.
Yep,
right?
You could. Secure it when you're driving so that it doesn't fly around.
Yeah. There's that.
Yeah.
So what's hot that isn't available the last 2 days?
Well, one of the things that I was going to, well, that was on my list when we did our Guide to Geek Gifting, and it was on my list last year, was the, you know, as far as a toy or a toy maybe for even an adult, Anki Drive, A-N-K-I Drive, which is basically kind of the high-tech version of the old slot car, race car thing. So basically, you get a big track that rolls out, and when I say big, I mean it's 8 foot by 4 foot, so it's giant. And you get two robot cars, and then you use your mobile device, so it's a phone or an iPad, and you control these cars, and you fire at each other, you fire guns, and you run laps, and you add weapons and stuff like that. Those are not available now. Well, they're available, but you wouldn't get it until after Christmas. But they're about $149, and they're just a great amount of fun. Anki Drive, I would highly recommend that. Of course, you could print it out and put it in an envelope and say, I just found out about this. Here's your gift. It'll be here in January.
Drones in particular are just
sure.
incredibly hot, from the ones that you drive around and terrorize your cat with to the small little copters. Joel had some at the show that were, you know, you could literally land it on your hand, the palm of your hand. They're that small to buzz around. Hours of entertainment, 20 minutes at a time or 10 minutes at a time, but very, very small little drones to the ones that you see these great videos on the internet, the Phantom 2 Vision, you know, quadcopters that you strap your GoPro onto, you know, up to that range, there's everything in between. Parrot, there's a one that's called Parrot now that's out that's a lot more reasonably priced. It has similar features, but maybe not the anti-vibration and tracking qualities that a Phantom has. But there are sort of more of the hobbyist level drones now out from, you know, in the $100 range to several hundred to, you know, the $1,000 that the Phantom 2 is. So drones are incredibly hot as well, from flying them around to driving them around, whatever. Those are hot this year.
Tablets are becoming more popular. So what kind of apps, what are the must-have apps that you have to have?
Boy, that's an individual thing by person. Joel, can you think of anything right off the bat?
Well, you know, if you're buying an app for somebody or somebody that's already, you know, using maybe a tablet, I don't think you can go wrong buying some great games, you know, like the pro version of Words with Friends, which is one of the most popular games, no matter what platform it is. It's basically just Scrabble, but not made by Hasbro and slightly more popular. And I think that can be had for about, you know, $1 to $4, $5. So that's a very popular app, and you can't go wrong with there. Everybody likes to play Scrabble. So Words with Friends would be my recommendation as far as a game goes. Kent asked me about this and brought up an app that I forget that I use all the time. It's just called Shopping, or Shopping List. There's several out there. But what it is it's just a shopping list that you can sync with maybe, in my case, I do it with my wife. It's 99 cents, and she can put stuff on the list, and I can pick it up, and vice versa. So it's a great way for us to do that. So Shopping List is that app that I know I use a lot.
Yeah, I actually went to the tech guy I went to Joel for advice on apps, and that was because I needed something that, just exactly like I said, kind of like a shopping list in the cloud, but just everybody can see that, and they're at the store, they can go to that resource and see it, and then pick that thing up, and it's just another way of communicating, really. But There's, and if you can buy an app, if you can go to your app store on your device, then you can actually gift an app. There's a way to send other people apps. Huh. Done this myself. There's a cribbage game on the iOS platform for iPhones and things. That's I've played a lot of cribbage games on devices, and this is the one. And I've bought it. I've supported it with my own money, and you can gift it really easily as well. So you just basically buy it again, but you're sending it to somebody else, and that's really simple to do.
Interesting. So let's talk about the not so tech savvy who may receive a pad or a...
Sure, hooking your device up maybe to the network that fails all the time.
That fails all the time. How do you... what's your advice? What's your tips for somebody who may not be tech savvy who receives something technical? And
so listen to our show January 2nd. call in. You can tweet. You can email. You can whatever you'd like to do. Put it on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/techradio if you're not a regular listener. If you've normally turned this show off by now on Fridays when I'm on, Tech Radio has a Facebook page, and there's some links out there. I actually put the Emperor 200 out there, so if you want to take a look at it, it's pretty cool. Joel, you'll have to take a look at that. But there's also a couple of Christmas gift guide lists out there as well. Use the internet to help you solve these problems.
But you can't get on the internet, Kent. That's the problem.
Darn it.
This is what I would say. If you receive a gift and you're not techie, whoever you received that gift from is now your new tech support person, because they were silly enough to buy you some device that you can't use. So that means that they absolutely, it's written in the fine print in the user guide. I guarantee you find it. They have to help you figure out how to use it. That's my opinion.
I stand corrected. You're right, Joel, as always.
All right. And so for the two tech guys, what do you expect other than the Emperor 2000 that you can't have?
I'm hoping for a video card under the Christmas tree this year. More frames per second in those games is always good. I'm looking at the laser printers. I don't know, Joel, have you seen the prices of these things nowadays?
You can buy a great laser printer now for, under $100. And by great, I mean really darn good black and white laser printer. And I would highly recommend a laser printer over an inkjet printer any day of the week.
I've seen them for $39, $49 on Christmas sales.
The cheaper they are, the less economical they are for toner. So keep that in mind. As with most things, you get what you pay for.
But your ink's not going to dry up because it's already dry.
They do last a lot longer, and they are more economical in that way.
And it isn't $10,000 an ounce for the ink. So if you just need black and white copies, I'm sure there are color ones too. But if you just need a basic black and white printout of whatever, consider a laser printer. They're getting really reasonable.
All right. I want to thank you both for taking time and coming on Dakota Midday today. I really appreciate it.
Love it.
Happy shopping.
Thank you.
Happy holidays. Joel Brovelite and Kent Osborne with Tech Radio and Computer Guys. Thanks for being here.